It's a bit cliche, but true. Behind every tattoo lies a story. In some ways, they're points in time, laid painfully down in ink. Memories of love and loss, drunken dares. Thoughts about who we are or who we want to be.
Mine was a wolf.
Ramley remembers the first tattoo he ever got.
Really little wolf howling on my upper left arm that everybody in the industry wants to cover for me. But I said you can frame it because there's only one first tattoo and I'm not going to cover it.
Ram says he was a little young when he got the wolf. A little drunk, too. But 30 years and several more tattoos later, Ram now owns a Traverse City tattoo shop, just one block away from the waters of the Grand Traverse Bay. Ram makes tattooing look easy. With each movement of his hand, the tattoo machine seems to glide effortlessly along. He's friendly, too. He chats with his customers, putting them at ease in the tattoo chair, as needles set ink into their skin. Ram looks comfortable when he's tattooing. You can tell he enjoys it. As he uses his machine to make the outlines of a tattoo, it's clear he's in a creative space. His eyes are focused, and his tattooed forearms flex lightly like it does when you draw. Ram's connected to something, something that is part intuition and part muscle memory. Years of practice, wed with artistic inclinations. Ram says tattooing has afforded him some of the best relationships he's ever had. In fact, it's how he met his wife.
Well, when she came in, she had been in a week earlier with some guy who I tattooed, and then she come back, and I just asked her, how's your boyfriend's tattoo healing up? And she laughed, said that wasn't my boyfriend. I was like, sweet, when we going out? And we've been going out since.
What's it take to be a tattoo artist? Ram says you work and work and then work some more. You have to be humble, pay your dues, and respect those who came before you.
And I learned, I think, the best way anyone should learn. Like, I used to make my own needles. I used to build my machines. That's how I learned to tattoo. I couldn't do a tattoo on skin until I could make my own needles and build my own machine.
It's often said that it takes 10,000 hours to master your craft. That's the equivalent of 416 days of straight practice. What's not said is that for artists like Ram, it can take 10,000 hours plus years of more work before you make it. Years of dedication before your client wait lists fill up and out in 4-month stretches. And Ram will tell you it's never easy.
But something always seemed to come up and it always seemed to like almost throw a wrench in my plans, you know what I mean?
One of those unexpected wrenches arrived in the form of devastating news. In 2000, doctors told Ram and his wife that their son had been diagnosed with a rare birth defect. Ram had just started working full-time at a tattoo shop in Toledo, which wasn't going so well.
I went to work for Brian, and then that sideways, and then boom, we got hit with my son having a birth defect, a real rare one in his hips, where he was growing crippled. So from the age of 4 to 13, he had 13 surgeries, and 3 of those surgeries, they broke his femurs, and he was in a body cast for 2 months from chest to toes. And that's when my career slowed down. I wasn't on the road as much because he was having all his surgeries at Mott's Children's Hospital at University of Michigan. And that put life in perspective quick.
At the time, Ram was traveling a lot for work. He'd rent a booth at one of the many tattoo conventions happening across the country, pack up his tattoo equipment, and hit the road.
There were times when I was scheduled to be at a convention and last minute I had to back out because of an emergency surgery to where I actually got the nickname from some artists as Scram. And it bugged me because it's like, guys, I'm not missing these shows because I'm trying to blow them off. I'm missing them because my son's going in for these major surgeries. But that was just life. That's things that happened. And so you work through that, and you look at what's important. Tattooing was important because it's how I took care of my family, but it wasn't as important as my family.
The story of Ram's dedication to his family is marked clearly on his chest in ink, a birthday gift from a young artist, his son.
When my boy was 10, I had him tattoo me. He tattooed me... He did my Pearl Jam, my little stick figure Pearl Jam guy. I'm a Pearl Jam freak. So he did that. That's what I wanted for my birthday. And I said, that's what I want from you for my birthday. And he did it.
I asked Ram what kept him going. What was it that kept him tattooing during all those hard times?
One, I didn't want to fail. I mean, to me, it's art, and I love art. And I really believe tattooing made me a better artist. Like, I thought I was a decent artist, you know, but you can always learn. I mean, that's something I teach my son now, who's 21 and in art college. You enjoy your piece for 15 minutes, make the next one better.
I'm Dave Thatcher for Interlochen Public Radio.